Now, people who know me and they know how much I love the state, some still are choosing not to hear why I made the decision to chart a new course to advance the state. And it should be so obvious to you.
Well, Sourdough Jack says, golly, left without a piss to pail in. Great to be here. This just in, Sarah Palin tweeted and released following a Twitter blackout. She kept muttering the same 140 characters over and over. Quit making things up, you know. You really can't make this stuff up. Think about it. The former governor just happened to bail out just as all the fires broke out, you know. Sarah Palin, fire starter. Could have been all those ethics complaints, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, they say. Now, reports say that Sarah Palin is quitting her marriage to better serve her husband. I don't know, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does.
Get that old spark back, I think.
That's right.
Not to go back to the fire thing, but... Wife. You know, what is wife? Just another title. She don't need no title. Need no stinking title. Apparently she resisted Todd's stimulus package. Belatedly, of course. Be better able to practice the abstinence she's known for, of course, at this point. So. And the added benefit, she will be eligible for the Cougar on ABC TV this fall. So. And that is must-watch TV, I tell you. That's the Barracougar, you know, it'll be... Whoa, I would tune in. Temporarily, what is she doing temporarily, people? We've sort of lost track of her for about a minute or two here. She's apparently going to assume the presidency of Alaska Land. It'll be on display during normal business hours. She's working on a book called Profiles in Quidditch. Or Quittage. Would that be Quittage?
Quittage, yeah.
Quittage. There's a rumor that she might become ambassador to Narnia. And someone else saw her working at Freddy's in the outdoor gear, but I don't know if that's... That's unlikely.
That's just a resemblance.
But she would get a discount. She might do it. Might be doing some ice road trucking, I heard. Or someone said she'll be training for Yukon Quest. Yes! Yukon Quester is here. Time to sign up, isn't it? Coming up. You signing up?
Tomorrow.
Today. Today. It's today. This morning, I think you can sign up right now, actually. Yukon Quest. And then someone said she's touring with Ted Nugent, but I don't... I can't see her doing backup.
No.
No. Possibly joining the road company of Evita. Don't cry for me, Madanuska. Then they said she's going to do a radio show. Did you hear that? That was another possibility of all things obvious. Get her own show there. If it's so obvious, why don't we get it if it's so obvious?
Yippee-doo.
Who said yippee-doo?
Nobody here.
I don't know. The sighting of Sarah with a woman in Argentina remains unconfirmed. Spending most of her time, I guess, going through all the gift cards and writing thank you notes. Got a lot of those. And sorting the sourdoughs from the chicacos. Chicacos. Huh? Chaco, chicacos. It's Yiddish, isn't it? I don't know what this is. Chicacos. 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 Those are people who come here from Idaho. They're called chichacos. Sarah Pack, up way up over a million now, in search of an office that can hold her, ladies and gentlemen. No office can hold her. I don't see an elderly citizen Palin, you know, in later years, you know, ending up alone in the Wasilla mansion there, burning her sled Rosebud. For heat. I don't see that happening in her. I really don't. I think something's gonna break. When Sarah pulled out of the office, actually, the Russian Homeland Security went down to green from red almost immediately. So much smoke, of course, Sarah can no longer see Putin from her deck, rearing his head, as is his wont. So it's kind of, actually, yeah, the smoke is lifting. That's the good news here. We've had forest fires on every side of surrounding us for some reason. They're trying to burn us out. Then they're going to take our houses. Our houses, what I'm saying.
Lord,
our houses,
what are you saying?
Yeah. It's kind of like living in Pompeii in a way, you know. But at least it will all be preserved. We know that. And tourists will come here and see her. So that's a good thing, though. Air breathers have been advised to stay indoors. And water breathers to stay under. That's pretty much it. Smoke from the fires has shut down the Fairbanks International Airport. International now. That's first of all, that's a bit strong, isn't it? But I guess... Where do they go that's international? Where? They go to Russia? Oh, you can go to Russia then, huh? Can you go to, like, Siberia then, probably, huh? Get it. Where? Frankfurt? Why would you want to go to Frankfurt? Yeah, that's it. And I guess there's a flight to Austin now, too, so it's kind of limited, let's face it. It's not really international to go to Austin, but I don't know. Anyhow, if we can't leave here, actually, our group will be known as the Feldman Party. It'll be, you know... Pick it in. The ill-fated Feldman Party, '09. We're going to draw straws to see who we eat among them. I guess who I'm leaning toward. There's a lot of good eating there.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's okay. You know I mean it in the best possible
way. I do.
Yeah. Alaska fire policy is apparently to encourage them, which is kind of odd. I don't want to get involved in something that could be a little tricky here, but, you know. The firemen are right out of Fahrenheit 451. You know, they actually start the fires. It was a controlled burn, I guess, is what I understand, pretty much. An uncontrolled burn. They were tired of the spruce. They get tired of the spruce, and they get rid of them, and then they get a hold of them. And there's some ecological reason for just letting them burn, I guess. So it's a good thing. Quieted down quite a bit, didn't
it? Yes, it did. We're thinking about it.
One thing it does, it drives the moose right into Freddy's parking lot there where they have the equipment to deal with them. The latest was the Hard Luck Fire, actually, not too far. And that was caused by lightning, of course. White lightning. And then Wisconsin just sent some firefighters up here from Wausau in northern Wisconsin. Yep. Those guys are up here, and they had to restrain them from pulling out their hoses, though. So we do things differently in Wisconsin. You pull out your hose at the drop of a hat there. We don't have a fire policy. We just have a hose policy. Okay. But the Department of Natural Resources in Alaska said the fires are necessary for fireweed production. So I think... And they can be used in scones. We've proven that in a nice little recipe in the News Miner look a couple days ago. It's very nice. Basically, I guess the policy is to save the cabins of the guys you know. Even if you don't like them, you save the cabins of the guys you know. You know, maybe you don't like them. It's not a consideration. Then they got this big 747 that's circling around here, dropping little plastic cups of water on the fires, throwing little bags of peanuts down. Well, in other news you can't make up, Alaska is a great success with the Clunkers for Cash program here. Actually, taking the clunkers that people have turned in, putting them back on the road. I see a lot of vintage Blazers, Silverados, Broncos, Aerostars, and Dakotas out there. They're going faster than you can push them out of the landfill, ladies and gentlemen. The 7-year-old driving while his mom was passed out drunk in the car earns his wolf patch. That's a little local news there for you. The Nothing's Permanent Fund. Down to a can of Copenhagen and a 6 of Silver Gulch. You know, that's fine with him, apparently. That's fine with him. The drought is ending at an awkward time, threatening the uncontrolled burn. Fishermen report catching already smoked salmon, so that's kind of a time saver. Hunting season coming up, some changes for that. Non-resident hunters are only permitted to bag non-resident caribou this next season. And with hunting season nearly upon us, hunters are reminded to make sure you get your own meat back. To my dad always told me. I still do. Now I guess that's what he meant. I had no idea what he meant. Avoid the impact areas at Wainwright. As the moose have dropped thousands of landmines out there. And a little reminder that a black bear ticket entitles you to one dance, and the bear leads. That's one. In other news still, the Alaska Attorney General makes ethics optional. And go figure, there's gold in living good. How about that? Who would have thought money dumb and living good would be where they would find? Huh? You say what? Live and good? Oh, live and good? Live and good? In money dumb. Okay, well, it's your state. You can do what you want with it. I think you've proven that. The Wainwright private who burgled K-Bar D spotted wearing stack of Stetsons, 4 pairs of spurs, big buckled bandoleros, and chest-to-chin gold-tipped bolo ties. And you're out of uniform, soldier. North Star Ballet to perform Moose Lake. Ex-Governor Palin probed for Yahoo account. Smiley faces may have been on state time. According to the Alaska Water Safety Statistics, 9 out of 10 Alaska males are sinkers. Well, what it is, the guys don't much like wearing Mae Wests. You know, they don't like them on them, you know. And still other news, Holland America blames cruise ship stand-up comedian for overboard fatality. Kwusinki, Kuzinki. Kuzinki? Is that close? Kuzinki? Anyone hear from Kuzinki? Okay, then I can call it anything. The Kuzinki Airport to Nowhere gets $15 million to go to Akiachak. So now they're going somewhere. The Republic of Esther secedes from the Union. Nobody takes it personally. Esther rules! Esther rules! We're on Esther rules here. The new governor, Parnell, said to share Palin values, cute little poplin sleeveless snap front Carhartts, hoodies with running shorts and anklets, and a closet mix of Arctic Cat and Oscar de la Renta. She's a complex person. Meanwhile, Uncle Ted is doing remodeling full time now. They've jacked up that cabin more times than they've gone up another story or two, I think, and that thing is like, it's a tower now. It's actually the first office tower in that area. The dancing mattress ranch man to run for governor. You ought to run for something, I tell you. He's too good just to be at the mattress ranch there. And just this note, Congregation Orha Zafon. Orha Zafon. Ah, say it any way you want. This is Alaska. I can say it any way I want. The Frozen Chosen up there will offer free brisses at the What Juno event right after the show. So look for them out in the parking lot. How much do they take off? Not much. You... That's all the Fairbanks and Alaska news. Edison, thank you so much. Great to be here. Thank you.